This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Sundays, 9 p.m. to midnight. This is Power Life with Tsiroajo Moagi on Power 98.7.
So that is my name, right? Tsiroajo. And kasi Tswana sa kukuruman, it means blessing. Tsiroajo. The Power Life team, however, has decided to give me a middle name. I don't have a second name. And they've decided to give me a middle name of Dora. Dora. Guys, what does Dora even mean? Like, what does it even mean? Let's get into our conversation. Lucas Nkosi, good evening to you. Reverend Mfeka, good evening to you. And Kihumuditse, good evening. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Dora.
We are not using that name on air, okay? I shouldn't have even mentioned it.
Oh, man.
I mean, so the team has decided that that will be my English name because I don't have one, right? And I'm very happy that I don't have a middle name, with my name being Tsiroajo. And as I said, it means blessing, right? And I really hope I really am a blessing to other people. But Lucas, let me start with you. I mean, the importance of a name, right? Being able to name your child and give them a name of, the name of significance, so to speak, right? It is very important, isn't it? Because they live out that name, don't they, Lucas? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's a powerful statement just there. Yeah, that names, it's just that we take names for granted. And names are very so significant, you know, like you just mentioned a powerful name. It's just that it sounds, because it sounds so, hey, very strange, Dora. But the meaning behind that name is so powerful, because it's basically speaking about love, if I recall very well. So, Lerato.
Ah.
Yeah, meaning Lerato. Yeah, maybe they see a lot of love on you. And
I give a lot of love.
Just a blessing. Mm-hmm.
I give
so
a lot
that's,
of love.
That's basically that. So names are so powerful because they have meaning. They are like what we call, you know, in circles, especially Christian circles, like prophetic declarations. You know, it's like you declare something to say, you know, this is an expectation, because during those times, ancient biblical times, you know, they would identify you with that particular name, like as in your character, you know, what to expect from you, your destiny, to say, hey, you know what, this person is headed this direction and heading in that direction. So destiny was set. And it's so funny that, you know, the people would live up to their name. And I not only see it, you know, in biblical references and so on and so on, but I see it in my life personally, you know, like your name Lucas, you know, a light giver. It says light giver, one who gives light. And light is associated with knowledge, with understanding, with wisdom. So I see an expression of that in many ways in my life. It's like now and then, I'm so passionate. Hence, one of those things that I'm passionate about is just helping people to identify those wonderful things about them. I'm like, I see people, I'm like, man, you're a genius. And people are wondering, how am I a genius? I did not pass well at school and how. And, you know, finding that time to paint that thing in them. And once they see it, they so appreciate who they are and what they are all about. And it's so beautiful. So beautiful.
Reverend, you know, you hear Lucas, of course, also referring to the biblical names, some of the biblical names. Yeah. And just to give, you know, a bit of information about my family, my dad's siblings, my dad and his siblings, they have all been named from the Bible.
Okay.
And I think it's very profound for my grandparents to do that. When we speak to biblical names, you know, Bo, Peter, Moses, Joseph, Seth, Rebecca, Catherine. What is the significance of those names and then naming your child in this present day that very name as well?
No, thank you very much, first of all, for having me in this conversation again as we continue to talk about this very important subject of naming and names. Mm. What is significant about those names is it signifies what could have been happening in the life of the parent at that time, you know? Let me give you one example. In the Bible, there's a man by the name of Jabez. When you study about the portion where it talks about Jabez in Chronicles, it says his mother gave him the name Jabez because when he gave birth to him, there was some kind of pain that was happening in her life. Hence, the naming of the boy, Jabez, you see. So sometimes people in the Bible carry certain names because there were certain things that were happening in the lives of the parents, or there were certain events that were happening at that time. Umamaka Benjamin, the mother to Benjamin, for example, when she was about to die, giving birth to Benjamin, she named him, I think it's Ben-Omi, if I'm not mistaken, Lucas can correct me there. And that actually meant the son of my sorrow. But immediately the father counteracted that and said, no, he is the son of my right hand, Benjamin, you see. So it all depends on what was happening at that particular time. John's father, John the Baptist's father, when he was about to name him, he was made to be dumb by an angel, you know. But when he was naming John, then his mouth opened. So there are certain things that happen during the naming of the child, because such things could be speaking of the destiny that is to come, could be speaking of your mandate on earth. What is it that you are supposed to be achieving as a human being on earth? You know, it could be speaking prophetically in terms of something that will happen in the future, and your name is a pronunciation of that particular thing, you know. So even with us naming our children, it's very much important how we name our children, because how we name them has a potential of making sure that in the future they become or they live out based on what we have named our children to be. So names are very much important. Names are very much significant.
All right. And that really is, you know, an important thing as to what you name your child. Lebo in Nina Park, good evening. Hi, Lebo.
Hi, Tsiko, how are you?
I'm good. And yourself, Lebo?
That ugly name. They must stop you.
Look, Wautamara Lucas, that name means love. Libito Leola Dora.
It's fine, Marai. Because I told them that they have to change it to Joy at least, because you are always Joy, laughing. But about because I still have only one name, which is Lebogang, and I love my name. And then my daughter only two names, but Kitaswana Tabam Botsilo. Why do I say that? Mm-hmm. Because ke tshepa gore Modimo o mphile ngwana o gore a nne le botshelo le nna jaaka ke tla nna le botshelo ka ene. Ka gore as a visual impaired person, we have to embrace each other nna le ene, re support-ane. That's why ke mo tshepa a ntshepa, and then re nna le botshelo bo e leng gore bo siame.
Okay, that's such a beautiful name, Lebo. Thank you so much for sharing. And I mean, Reverend, you mentioned, I'm not sure if it was Reverend or Lucas, you mentioned, you know, things happen in our parents' lives when they actually give their children names.
Yeah.
And that is also something that we need to take into consideration, right? I mean, some people have got names where you just sit back and you say, but what was happening at that time in your life, right?
Yeah.
How do we, as we get older, you know, how do we ensure that we actually live up to the name that we have, depending, of course, on what the name is, I suppose.
Yes. I think also it's important Uguti, what type of a name have you been given? Because it is not every name that you must live up to. You see, because sometimes you are given a name based on the pain you're moved to, and they give you a name that speaks to their pain. And unfortunately, if you do not deal with that situation, you're going to find yourself living out that name and living out the pain of the other person. So it is not every name that we must live out. However, there are names that are positive, names that are prophetic, names that are transformational, names that they speak in terms of you impacting the lives of other people. It therefore means as you grow up, you need to start to be aware of what your name is. Yes, maybe sometimes the circumstances of the naming were not good, but the name itself could be having such a powerful impact that you can now begin to say, you know what, from now on, I'm going to live up to what my name is. And I'm going to make sure that everything that I do, it is associated with who I am in as far as my name is concerned. So I think when you grow up, it then becomes a decision that one has to take to say, this is what I'm going to do with the name that I have been given. So it is the decision of the person to either live up to that name or not to live up to that name, depending on the circumstances around that very name.
Lucas, you know, the names that we are given, do they actually represent who we are and our identities?
Very much so. And we really need to be careful of that. Hence, you know, Reverend Seka highlighted something about the name of that son was Benoni. And it's so fun. I've been to Benoni, you know, our Benoni. Hey.
Yeah,
Benoni. So I wonder who in that town. Benoni so sorrowful. I'm sorry if you are living in Benoni, but the age circumstances there are so very so sorrowful. And so it's very much important because of, you know, there's this thing about keeping on hearing. It's like for an example, this thing that we do, especially when children grow up and we say negative things upon them, maybe in a school setting or whether family and so on, especially these bad words that we say about them, you know, that dull head, hey, what, these bad names. And the more we keep on repeating them, they have this tendency of somehow influencing the lives of children negatively. Now imagine if that kind of a word is your name and you keep on hearing it. So such negative, like declaration and confessions, you know, have a way of influencing people, you know, so negatively. But I liked what Reverend Faker was saying, that, you know, when you grow up now, make a decision. I've seen several, you know, some people that I know. In my case, one of my sisters, you know, has a name that I don't like, you know, and I understand all the history and so on. But I was like, but how could they name her this type of name? And when I saw her, I spoke, you know, to my mother and said, you know, mom, no. What kind of name is this? You know, rejected. Hi, man. No. It may rhyme good, may rhyme nice, but no. It's bad. But so from this day, I will find you. I'm like, I will find you. Don't you dare name my sister that name. From this point onwards, she's Busisiwe. Yeah.
Oh,
and
yes.
I've seen that, you know, that Busisiwe effect taking place from that point onwards. I'm like, yeah, man, this is blessed one. And she's such a blessing and so wonderful. I've seen people with, you know, other strange names, Bobo, Gidisaletsi, Gidiboni. I remember there's this other Gidiboni in Polokwane. You know, her pastor said, this name is affecting you negatively. From this point onwards, you are not Gidiboni, you are Gidifente. And then from that point, what I saw, it's like the ladies experiencing victory. So it's very much important. Naming, it's so powerful. Names are so powerful, and we should not just name, you know, people or, you know, for the sake of naming them. Yes, pains happen. So should I bear, you know, relieve the pain now in my life? So it's very much crucial that as we grow up, we make decisions and we understand, especially we with positive names, to research them and embrace them. And the more you have understanding, Haima, it becomes so, you know, it becomes fun, you know, now to see that unfold. And it's now and then, it's like, okay, hey, Lucas, clarify us on this. It's like, okay, so Mr. Light Giver, come on, bring the light on this matter. And in different scenarios, I see when I step into that zone, you know, there's clarity and people appreciate, lives of people transform. I'm like, oh, ha, what a blessing.
I suppose we do definitely live up to our names. Lucas in Centurion, good evening to you.
Yes, there's a name that is dominating there, Lucas, which is a name. But I don't like this name of Lucas because it was a Baptist name, you know. During the past, when I was baptized, they called me Lucas, you know, and I don't like it. Remember, as black people, we are naming our kids based on culture, Christianity, and tradition, whatever. But I'm asking myself, post-democracy, why are there a lot of names that are just emerging from nowhere?
Like what?
Look, like Vukatlego, Letabo, all these names were not there before democracy. Look, before democracy, we were allowed to be called by Christian names or Baptist names. Because Baptist certificate was recognized when you start school and so on. So, but nowadays, there are a lot of names that are just emerging. Even when we named our areas, you find that they are naming our areas based on the attitude and the behavior of the people that are staying there. If you go to Soshanguve, there are places like Bodonoza, Merini, Seropenperekele, and all those names, they officialize them. You ask yourself, how can we officialize? And they will tell you, you know what, because of what is happening here. That's why we decided on naming this place. Is such an ugly name, you know. Even now, so you can go to Stats SA. They will tell you the name of Katlego is for everyone now. The name of Letabo is for everyone. You ask yourself, Urbara, what's wrong with this nation? And we were just allowed to use two names during the past, Christian name or cultural name. But nowadays, you are allowed even to use a name that they gave you at the initiation school, you know? Because everything is now recognized. You ask yourself, somebody now can have five names. There's no problem. This issue of naming, I mean, we need to relook at it properly. Because we are not taking things into the right direction. Even the colonialists are still enjoying themselves because most of these names, some of us, we got it during the colonial era, you know. You can go to different countries in SADC. If you go to Zimbabwe, for example, they named their kids for knowledge, marvelous, you know. I mean, you ask yourself, where are we going to get our real names, which is in line with our tradition or our culture? Or whatever, you know. So the issue of name is very, very critical in this country. And yeah. I'm asking, we need to help each other, Chiyo, honestly speaking. Because if you can continue like this, you'll find that each and every person, when coming to naming, you just use one name. You can go to one school now and ask how many Katlegos they have. You find that the same school is having maybe 200 Katlegos out of 2,000 people. What's wrong with us as a nation?
Okay.
Thank you very much. I'll listen from the radio.
Thank you, Lucas in Centurion. Reverend, what's your response to Lucas there?
You know, as I'm listening to Lucas, I've got a lot of things that are running in my mind. For me, I don't think whether one is a Christian or one is a culturalist or one is a colonialist or one is a imperialist, it doesn't matter what list you are. What is important is when we give names to children, to places, to people, to things, to events, to whatever we give a name to, we are always influenced by a particular worldview that we subscribe to. For example, I'm a Christian. I subscribe to a Christian worldview in as far as what we would call in our constitution a religion. So I subscribe to a Christian worldview. It actually says, based on that worldview, everything that I do subscribes to that worldview. That includes how I have named my children. My children, I've got two girls. One is called Ukona. Another one is called Nkazimulo. Initially, I wanted to use Hebrew names, but my wife said, no, because ngabantu bamnyama, let's use Zulu names of the same meaning, you know, because one was going to be Shama, another one was going to be Shekinah, you know. So Ukona, it means Ukona uJehovah ophilayo, because we have seen God who is alive in our lives as a family. Therefore, we have named our child. Even when she introduces herself, she's proud to say, my name is Ukona uJehovah ophilayo. Of course, in the ID, in the birth certificate, is Ukona. But her life resembles the fact that there is a living God. And Nkazimulo is Shekinah, the glory of God, the weight of the glory of God. And she lives her life to show forth that glory. So I think that it doesn't matter from what walk of life you come from. What matters is what worldview influences you. Mm. And that particular worldview is the one that will influence you to name your child Katleho or Letabo or whoever. It is a worldview. So even when people decide to officialize places with such names that Lucas has mentioned and all that, there is a particular political worldview that drives that agenda to name these places the way they are being named instead of deciding to change these names. So sometimes we decide to subscribe to a particular norm or to a particular way of doing things because we do not want to upset the status quo. So it is very much important to understand that when we are dealing with the issue of naming, there is always a worldview. It can be political, it can be religious, it can be cultural.
Lucas, you know, you hear what the Reverend is saying, and there's always the issue of naming a child. And I mean, it's interesting also that the Reverend mentions, you know, naming your child in a particular language, right? That would resonate perhaps with the child, but also resonate with the home language that they'll be speaking. When we name children, you know, thinking about that, when we name children, what should we take into consideration? I mean, the Reverend has mentioned a few things, but from your point of view, what should be taken into consideration?
Yeah, no, I think what should be taken into consideration is this law of repetition, you know, that when you keep on saying something, you know, I've noticed it has this kind of a psychological effect, which somehow it seems like your mind starts to believe that thing and take that type of direction. You know, it's like your mind or your whole being start. You know, there's this text, I think somewhere in the Bible, if I remember there, that speaks of the tongue, you know, how the tongue channels, you know, a person's life like a rudder of a big ship and so on, that it's so little, but it can, you know, spark a fire. It's like, that's why every time there's a problem, whether amongst people, relationships, now the problem, the root is there in two places, in what people said that was misunderstood, and the thinking part. So thinking will inform what happens to the mouth. So it's very much important. But one thing about saying things, the more you say them, somehow your brain, your ears transport them to your mind, and your mind start to believe them. And as you believe them, then your life goes in that direction. And I've seen this even outside the space, whether Bible and so, but generally life in general. You know, I remember that time before we had a World Cup, you know, there was this thing of saying, hey, it's coming. Hey, watch it. It's here. kind of a thing. Before it happened, you know, that whole paint, I mean, picture of saying, hey, we are having a World Cup, and everything, you know, about it came to that place until we touched that thing that was imaginary called the World Cup in Africa for the first time and so on. So in naming, we must consider such things that, by the way, we are repeating. If it's pain, it means we'll keep on repeating pain in the life of this innocent child. Mm-hmm. But if we speak a blessing, it's like now and then, you know, it's like you are reminded, hey, you know, you are not just this person. You are here to be a blessing, and you are a blessing to us, you know, and it's so exciting to know that parents, you know, saw, you know, this blessing here. And hey, you are not only a blessing to the parents, but everywhere where people are like, hey, you know, now and then, hey, blessing, blessing. It's like something as well. They are calling forth for what is within you, that, hey, keep on blessing us, keep on blessing us. And there's that thing. And if you, it's so amazing if you'll check out people around you, they will always repeat that thing to say, man, hey, I mean, lady, you know what? You are really such a blessing in our lives. One, two, three, helping us cut and bed. And it's so amazing. So that is something that we need to consider and think, you know, think ahead to say, but what is it that we are pronouncing upon this person's life? What kind of direction are we declaring in her life or in his life?
You know, you often hear people shorten a person's name, right? Like with mine, people usually, well, I mean, obviously people don't call me Tsehohatso on a daily. People really just call me Tseho, right? And it does that actually somehow lose the meaning of the name, Lucas?
Okay. Or the meaning of the name.
Yes, if it's shortened, you know, well, like Reverend Ki Reverend Sbu Siso, if they shorten it to Sbu, does it lose the meaning of the name?
Yeah, but I think, you know, the meaning, I don't think it gets lost, because at least it's still connected to the main meaning of that name and so on. It's just that us having fun, you know, in my case, you know, look and so on, you know. you know, it's just us having fun with the name, but at least the meaning is still re-emphasizes, you know, that name that you are bearing. And other things, I think, to comment on my Ine there earlier, that is just a matter of language. The key thing there is the meaning that is carried. And by the way, I have, you know, a cousin of mine, even before 1994, her name is Katleho. I have the other one, Kematlhogonolo. You know, those, especially the Tswana names. Hey, mostly Batswanas have those many positive names that I grew up with, you know, before 1994. So if it's a phenomenon that maybe my niece is exposed to, let me just shed the light to say, even before 1994, I grew up with many Katlehos and so on, and many of the Tswana names, because we grew up in, you know, the former Buputa Tswana, part of this country.
And it's interesting, you know, the Tswana names indeed, and, you know, they are very positive names, but also Kitty sentence, you know, of course. I know family, right? The one is Musima Nechape, and the other one ke Mosetsa Nechape, you know, and, you know, you ask yourself, Reverend, like you've mentioned that, of course, they mentioned it because there's a reason behind the name. They give their children those names. But then there's the situation where your name is mispronounced. Now, Reverend, you gave us the names of your children, right? And how proud they are to say their names. And it's like with me, I mean, Nike Tsekgohatso. And there aren't that many of Botsekgohatso in the world, as far as I know. There's a lot of Botsekgofatso. So then people will actually address me as Tsekgofatso. And I immediately correct it. And it sometimes feels like I'm doing something wrong, Reverend.
Yeah. Actually, you are very much okay. As a matter of fact, my youngest daughter, Ukona, she is the only Ukona that I know. Sure. Maybe I may be biased because I'm the father, but she's the only Ukona that I know. Mostly those that I know are about Akona. To an extent that when people meet her or when they call her, they will say Akona, and she will correct them and say, no, it's not Akona, it's Ukona. Because she understands the significance of why she is Ukona. Because as soon as you say Akona, you have actually erased who she really is, you see. So you are very correct to be correcting people who are calling you Tsekgofatso instead of calling you Tsekgohatso, you know, because there is a significance to that. Not only the fact that Tsekgofatso and Tsekgohatso mean the same thing, but also the fact that you are called Tsekgohatso because of the culture where you come from.
Yeah.
You see, it does not just signify what the name means, but it also speaks of your people. It speaks of your ancestry. It speaks of your heritage. It speaks of where you come from. You see, I wanted to come in on that discussion where you are talking about the shortening of names.
Yeah.
To say, does it lose its significance? You know? It does not necessarily lose its significance, because my understanding is that when somebody decides to shorten your name, it could be because they are failing to call all of it, especially with long names, or it could be because for them pronunciation of your name is a challenge, therefore they shorten your name. But it could also be because they are using it as a nickname for you, as a form of some an expression of endearment, you know. Sometimes when you've got someone that you hold dear in your heart, you want to give them a pet name, so you can also be shortening your name. So, but I don't think it necessarily loses the significance of what your name really means.
Okay, let's take a few calls. This is Power Life. Of course, you can engage with us on this very topic, 0861-987-000. Tweet us at PowerFM987 at Sekgomoagi _. Wondering what we're talking about? We're talking about the significance of your name or the significance of your loved one's name. Jerry in Letabile, good evening.
How are you, Brown Rose? You have been called Dora. We'll call you Dory.
Yeah, imagine. And then Randy earlier, I think she said, we're saying it to risky or something like that.
I hear you, those names. But anyway, greetings to your guest as well.
Yes, go ahead, Jerry.
You know what? So, in terms of culture, maybe if I can use African indigenous laws, that was not taken as a codification law prior. During colonialism, even now, it's not being codified appropriately. Yes, it's codified in articles in the books, but it's not utilized according to the practice in the country. But if you look, the names that we have, we are actually deriving our names from nouns, according to English. Then we've got verbs. But the identity in the names of Africans is very much important. For example, there are names that you use when you are young, and there are names that you use when you grow old. For example, there are people who are known as Bopona, Boponaki, Bumamang. I mean, those names, when you grow old, when you become Matala, old Makoko, you won't like to be called Chohajo, or you won't like to be called Pona, or Kokopona, Koko Suna, or whatever. I mean, I'm just mentioning it because if you take from the names of Bukimoswati, Mampuru, Bosikukuni, their names, Mbushweshwe, they were a definition identifying a particular move, because they were naming their names like Ukinshaka, according to the mountains, the regions that they were living in. Mm. But it was a communication through the to their ancestral call, like rivers. Some of them were called rivers. But ourselves today, we are no longer actually connecting that resonance to the names of our elderly. In most cases, so they will name you with the name of your great-grandmother because there should be a connection there.
Mm.
But today, because of fashion, we will give a sentence as a name. So that's the main problem, that why we have this Sikh society, we lost our identity. You've got black people with a bunch of five names, no even an African name. It is the issue of failing to understand our identity as African people, that our names should be an identity.
Mm.
If you call yourself Chohajo, you know, okay, this Chohajo was given by the great-grandmother, was the second name or the first name of the great-grandmother.
Mm.
That is why in most cases, don't know, but since you say, one of individually it's wrong. Because of we don't resonate, we don't connect, relate our namings to our kids according to the directive of our ancestral. We have lost the path of the ancestral calling, the ancestral naming, the ancestral connection. We have actually gone into westernization. That is why we are giving names a sentence. Our kids, we name them sentences, a long sentence, not a name. Not even identity, not even a description of why you should call me Musimane Hape. I mean, it's a definition. Oh, no, Musimane Hape, Tawi Atwal, or Musimane Hape, Wakwa Mukubu. That's an identity. I mean, it should happen like that. But unfortunately, we are not. I mean, we are using Christian names. So what's the Christian name? If it's a Christian name, it does not resonate with your language. It's not a Christian name. A Christian name must be able to articulate your home language, your cultural African language. If it speaks English, it cannot be a Christian name. We should remove Christian. Maybe we say Western name. Because if we believe that the names could be Christian names, then we believe that we can pray a black god, we can pray Muzu, Chinese god, then the names should also resonate with who we are, not a foreign somebody.
Jerry, so what does your name mean?
It's Pierre, Kastwana Gilurumu, but now I'm Tswana, my sister.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So if I grow older, I'll change my name and then I'll call myself Yorumo. Be careful, Seho. Names should not just like names.
All right. Thank you. Jerry Letavile, thank you for your call this evening. Victor in Moloto, hi.
Hey, how are you, Mama? I will try and talk these foreign languages where I'm not being taught about, you see.
Go ahead.
We African Bantu people, we must recognize our origins, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
See, these people, they want to dominate us even today by calling their names to us, saying that we are baptized to be connected to God. We've been connecting to God before they are arriving in this continent of Africa. You see, never give us a chance of knowledge how to connect with the God, the Creator, who created us, you see, in this earth, you see. That's why all of things, they are dominated by them. They have been written. Our strategy is to do that and discover how to connect with our God through our ancestors. Now they prepare us with a religion they got from their histories before we know them. Then they confuse us. You see, we've got different names undermining our original names as Africans. So even the preachers who appeared there, they were the religion that they don't know even analyze it. It's just a theology study that they have done, not practically existing in the life of a black person. A person was prepared to know from spirituality. You see, he was
Victor, we're really struggling with your line.
The God, the Creator, naturally. So now here we talk about preparation to influence wrong things against somebody, to undermine him. How can you connect with a God with a different name coming from a foreign country?
Huh? All right. Victor in Moloto, thank you so much for your call this evening. Ulebogeng in Pretoria, good evening.
Hi, Toko Hacho, how are you?
Very well, and yourself, Ulebogeng?
Evening to you and the listeners, and the guests.
Yes, what's your question or comment?
So mine is short. Hey, I just need to understand from the guests. Naming on its own, I understand that for us as the people, it was predominantly driven from the or by the events that occurred. For example, if you have a sibling that has passed on, and then it'd be called a funny name like Bopudi or Bopotsane. So I just need to gather the understanding from our Africanism. Where is it coming from? Or what's the meaning or the connotation of naming kids such names?
All right.
If it's only in the Tswana nations, but I'm also assuming maybe it could be happening in other traditions. So, yeah, that's my question.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ulebogeng in Pretoria, for your call this evening. Reverend, would you be able to answer that from Ulebogeng?
I would love to do that, but can you just repeat just a bit for me what he said?
So he's asking what's the origin, you know, for a person to name their child? Does it, because like he mentions, you know, with the Tswana culture specifically, the names, as we said, they are very deep and meaningful, like Lucas had said. So he wants to know, does it also happen in other cultures as well? And where's the significance of it as well?
Yeah, amongst cultures, especially African cultures, there is a common thread in doing things. There are things that are common to us as Africans. That includes how we name our children and why we name our children. We spoke about the issue that, first of all, I mentioned the issue of the worldview that one has, and they use that worldview to name their children. I spoke about the issue of saying that there are certain events that happen in our lives that causes us to name our children with certain names because of things that have happened to us. Also, we name our children based on our ancestry. You know, you will give a child a name because your mother had that name, you know. Or, for example, my younger sister, her other name is Esther. And the reason why my mother named her Esther is because my mother's mother was Esther, you see. So she then gave her that name because Esther means princess. But over and above Esther meaning princess, it actually is a name. It's my grandmother's name. Yeah, but so that is why I'm saying there is a common thread in as far as African culture is concerned. There are things that are common to all of us. So it is not only within the Botswana people that certain things happen. What happens to them, it also happens to other cultures in Africa.
Okay. Let's take one more call before. I know, Lucas, you definitely would like to add on to what the listeners have said. Wiseman in Pretoria, good evening.
Good evening, Theo. How are you?
Very well. What's on your mind? How did you get your name?
My name, the African name, I'm Venda, by the way, is Chubabusiku. So what happened when I got to school, the teacher, they were having a hard time pronouncing the name. So my class teacher just decided, no, man, you are very wise and intelligent, and your name is Wise Man.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Pretoria, but I'm originally from Venda.
Okay. And that's where you went to school in Pretoria?
Yes, I did my schooling here in Pretoria.
Okay.
It was very difficult for them to pronounce my name. Now I'm stuck with this name and I don't like it at all. You know?
So,
because whenever I say Wise Man, it's like it's not a name to me. It's something else that I don't identify with, you know.
What's your Venda name again? Say it again.
Chubabusiku.
Sure, what does that mean?
It means a night fighter.
Night fighter. It's beautiful.
It's a warrior. So my grandmother, I want to tell you something that is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Within the Venda tribe, we are of the people called the Lemba people.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lemba people actually, they are the ones that are considered to be the black Jews. We have got the 12 houses in the Lemba people. So I fall under the house of Hamisi.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've been robbed of my identity because of the name. Because immediately when you say wise men, it's like something else, you know? So I think really, it really touched me, this topic tonight.
Mm. But why don't you go back to your Venda name?
I would love to, because even now, whenever I go home, they don't use this name of wise men. They just call me Churavsiku or Hamisi.
That's lovely.
So I love that one. It makes me to connect, because I was given that name by my grandfather before he passed on, because he said to me, you are our night warrior, you know. Whenever we have got troubles, you are the one that you are going to fight our troubles.
Mm.
So I whenever I am called by that name, I see my grandfather who is late, and it really resonates with me.
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
So, yeah, names are very important, I just want to say.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your call.
And even all my kids, they've got Venda names.
Good.
Yeah, and really, I think we need to be proud of our identity and embrace who we are.
Agreed.
In terms of names, because even other tribes, they use their names.
Yeah.
It's only Africans who are forced to use Western names.
All right. Thank you so much, wise man in Pretoria. Lucas, just your response to some of what the listeners have had to say this evening.
Okay. Yeah, no, my response would be like something that Reverend Faker highlighted, the issue of as you grew up, then you choose your path.
Mm.
You know, and I hear what I hear in terms of names and so on, it's language. It's language, because Lesedi is Lucas.
Yeah.
Just preference in language, and in another language, ugu kanya or kanya. So it's language. Now, if people feel like, okay, it will sound better, you know, in their preferred language, it's still fine. And it's a matter of decision. And then, so where I come in is, you know, the meaning and the direction that we are bringing into that name, you know, that, you know, as positive as that name comes, because it speaks to your identity and this positivity, you know. And it was interesting that the last caller, when he speaks of his, you know, vendor name, you know, that you are the warrior that fights for us, and he prefers it in his language because he feels it better. Yeah, he feels it better. So that's good. That's a plus. It's a good thing, you know, for him to go for it. And even that positivity to say, you know, sharing that background to say, okay, but you are the one who's coming to fight for us. Man, you are here to fight for us. And I see the positivity in there. And if they preferred it in their language, It's good. It's okay by me.
Yeah, no, I also think so. You know, if you prefer it in your language, just go back to that language, right?
Yeah.
Use the actual name that you actually prefer. Reverend, just your response then to what some of the listeners have had to say.
Yes. What I wanted to say is that names are important. Names are critical. Whether your name is in English, whether your name is in an African language, what is important for me is the significance of the name. You know, is why you are named what you are named. And if you don't like what you have been named, especially when you become an adult and become of age, you now have got the right, you've got the power, you've got the authority, you've got jurisdiction to go to the Home Affairs, to go and change that name and call yourself with the name that will resonate with who you want to be. It could be that your name, you want your name to resonate with your faith, you want your name to resonate with your culture, you want your name to resonate with your political ideology. Whatever you want your name to be and to mean, it is up to you to name yourself and to rename yourself. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time this evening, gentlemen, Reverend Sibusiso Mfeka and Lucas Luke Nkosi. Thank you so much for your time this evening and for delving really into the importance of names. Have a lovely evening. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Have a lovely one and have a great week, actually. What a lovely conversation, you know, able to understand the importance of your name and what it really means. Randy and I will also say, you know, there are certain names that that people have and you really think, what? She was mentioning, can I mention it, Randy? Okay, she's on the phone. But she was mentioning now that there's a cousin of hers whose name is something. I can't really say it. And he actually lived up to the name. He lived up to the name. The people lived, you know, they resonated with that name. And it's not a positive name. I'll get the permission from her first before I can actually say it on air.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.